Speaking with Councilman B. Andrews. How are you, sir?
Fine. How are you, sir?
Okay. You just held the peace march last weekend, and you're getting ready to hold the MLK Jr. march this weekend. Just from a personal point of view, what do these events mean to you, and what do you hope they mean to the residents of the city?
You know, what it means to me, it's a dream of which Dr. Martin Luther King always talked about. You know, all of God's children. We have one of the largest diverse areas in the 6th District. And I think if you would have had a chance to come to our peace, you know, walk that we had here Saturday, you would have had a chance to see all of that. And to me, that shows me that Dr. Martin Luther King's dream has not died in vain. So I just, one of the biggest things that I really felt like was important to me, the community, I just want to let them know, especially for our young kids today, Dr. Martin Luther King was not all about popcorn and peanuts. That's why we do a whole week of Peace Week, to let them know the true, you know, legacy of what Dr. Martin Luther King lived and died for. You know, like all of God's children, coming together as one, coming together, being able to live together, talk together, go to school together, to pray together, and be a family in which he always talked about when he said, one day all of God's children will come together and be able to do these things. Well, I see that within Peace Week.
Mm-hmm. You know, the parade that's coming up this Saturday, it's in its 23rd year. I mean, it's been around for quite a bit, and it's going to be an opportunity for a lot of different people and organizations to be involved. The parade starts at 10:30. Who do you expect to be in the parade this year?
Well, we just like usually our every year, you know, we bring a large variety of individuals who come to our parade all over the city, all outside of the city. I mean, people call from all over to want to be a part. And with our economy and the budget the way it is, if we get someone outside of the city, they will have to bring their own, you know, get bus themselves here right into the parade. But in the process of, we have over 300, you know, participants in our parade. Because, like I say, this is the largest parade outside of the gay parade that we have in the city of Long Beach. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it comes with all ethnicities. Everyone is there, you know, from grandmas to little children. And everyone sits on the side of the streets watching us go up and down MLK and from that into the park where we will finish our celebration.
Right. The parade is followed by a multicultural celebration. I've been to both these events, and they really are fantastic. I'm just overwhelmed, actually, by the multicultural celebration that happens at the park afterward. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, we usually at the park, what we do is set aside an area in the park where we have just for the kids. You know, they get a chance to go to some of their cultural events, and plus everything for them. You know, we have the circus that comes in. It's all free. They get everything free. But in the process, we want to try to teach them a lot about Dr. Martin Luther King's legacy, in which that we will get a chance to do that. They have their own little, you know, segments in the park, and we as adults have our segment in the park. And through that, we'll have very spiritual groups. We'll have everything from speeches, dreams, and everything which Dr. Martin Luther King talked about, and we will end it up with the group called the Lowriders. The special song that we love more than anything, Why Can't We Be Friends?
You'll have some musical groups this year as well.
Yes, sir, by all means.
Now, I hesitate to say this, but you always, one of the big parts of the celebration is the food. Will you have food vendors there?
We will have everyone you can think of, from fish to barbecue, hot dogs, hamburgers, you name it, we'll have it.
I'm sorry, but I had to bring that up.
Don't worry, that's what a lot of people come for anyway, because it is. It's one of those kind of days where you don't have to eat before you leave home. You come to the park and you get a chance to eat everything that you could think of.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, and for those who are listening to this who've never been to the park, that is a great park. I mean, it's a very large park.
It's a very large park, especially for the area in which we live in.
Right.
You know, and it's really used. It's used constantly, you know. And I love the name of it because it's Dr. Martin Luther King's Park.
Right.
And like
right.
you say, they take every square inch of that park is being used that day.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, when you come, you'll see a parade of all parades. And like you said, when you see all the diversity there, because we have all forms of culture, the food that will be, you know, served at our park that day. So it's really a dream come true, especially for the doctor.
The let's repeat a couple of the details here. The parade starts, it's a Saturday morning. Starts at 10:30, am I correct there?
Yes, sir.
January 15th.
Sir. Uh-huh.
And it'll start at Martin Luther King Avenue and Anaheim Street.
Yes, sir.
Then it goes
all the way down to 19th Street.
Right, right. Then it turns right ahead.
Turn right, go, and then we go all the way down to Linden.
Mm-hmm,
and we'll
mm-hmm.
take a left, and we'll be right there at the park.
Right.
We're right in front of the statue of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right. And parade parking is available at Long Beach City College,
yes,
which
is
at Orange and PCH.
Yes,
or you can ride your bike.
Yes, you can.
Or take public transportation.
Yes, you can.
Or walk.
Yes, you can.
And so, the multicultural celebration at King Park starts at 12:30.
12:30.
And goes till about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. We will stop exactly at 5, and we made that very clear.
Okay.
We don't want, you know, we don't want the night to come in on us because it does get pretty cold that day. But you know, I would also ask individuals who are coming and going to stay for the whole festivities, be sure to wear a jacket because it will get, you know, a little chilly that night.
Right. The and if people want more information, they can go to your website.
Or you can call our number there, either
okay.
one, whichever one you want to do. We will be very, very, and I can give you our website if you'd like to have that.
Please, go ahead.
That's district6@longbeach.gov.
And the telephone number?
That's 570-570-6816.
Mm-hmm. 570-6816.
562 area code.
Right. All right, well, Councilman DeAndrews, thank you again very much. The celebration is this Saturday. Beginning at 10:30 with the March, Martin Luther King Jr. Parade and a multicultural celebration afterward. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
And I appreciate you calling me on this. You have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you.